Why is everyone pretending like the election wasn't stolen? I'm listening to these different podcasts, these different commentators, and I continue to hear the language of, we're just going to primary all these people that impeached Trump. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump got impeached for the second time. First time ever a president's been impeached twice. Donald Trump has that honor. And I say it as an honor. He should feel honored that he has been impeached twice because he's been doing things and did things that weren't impeachable, but that were that warranted in the deep state's mind or the establishment's mind or the combination of both. It warranted the weaponization of impeachment to get Donald Trump out. I find it interesting that McConnell said, although he wants to impeach him, traitor, he won't be able to do it until after the inauguration. So Joe Biden will be president at that time, which calls into question, can you even legally impeach someone who is no longer in office? Because you do not impeach private citizens. You can only impeach public figures. I believe presidents, judges. I don't even think you technically impeach a congressperson or House of Representatives. I think you expel them. Expulsion is the term for that. But that's interesting. But no one is talking about it. It's so interesting. We're going to talk about that. I have some good news as far as action plans go regarding elections, where there are things that we could actually do to help overturn the corruption, and not overturn in the sense of Donald Trump being president, but that we could fight back right now with who's in office to control enough states where I think we could win the presidency in 4 years. We could, in theory, win some elections in the next 2 years, but we're going to have to continue to fight. Are you up for it? Are you ready to get back in the game? Enough of the woe is me. Let's do it. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing it with a friend. All of you new subscribers on the Fight Laugh Feast Network, I saw the emails come in from Gabe. It's such a blessing when you just see email after email after email of the new subscribers. I just appreciate you guys so much. You can go over to flfnetwork.com, put in HDBT in a memo field, become a member, help support us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. Help us as we are building out our platform. So when we come and become deplatformed, apparently Donald Trump just got deplatformed from Snapchat. It's like, has Donald Trump ever done a Snapchat in his life? I don't know. I've never been on that, but that's on that platform, but it's pretty funny. I may have an account actually, but I don't even know how to use it. I'm such an old guy. Okay, boomer. But anyways, you can support us, help us proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life, building a platform and just continuing to ensure that we get this great content out for you. And plus you get tons of benefits. You get discounts on our conference. We're doing two conferences now a year. So that's exciting. It's so refreshing to go into large groups of people that don't wear masks and be able to hug each other and not be all freaking out about 6 feet of different distance or whatnot. I'm telling you, it's a big blessing. So make sure you check out the conferences. I think the next one's in South Dakota. I've never been to South Dakota before. It'll be interesting. You can go over to flfnetwork.com, flfnetwork.com. It's kind of troubling. I just whistled right there. Amazing. It's kind of troubling to me that these commentators are not talking about solutions on how do we fix our election system, the core process of how we elect our representatives and our politicians. And we're just taking for granted that we just fought a battle for trying to get every legal vote counted and all the illegal votes thrown out. And we're just talking about, oh, we're going to primary these people, that the Republicans that voted to impeach Trump in the House. And, oh, Mitch McConnell is going to be in trouble when he runs again in 4 years or whenever it is because he just got reelected. And, oh, my goodness, there's going to be such a big MAGA wave. We need to start our own party. And people are making these assumptions like the steal didn't happen. Like the steal didn't happen. Now, this isn't QAnon stuff. This isn't just outlandish claims by Lynn Wood, which he went off his rocker. I mean, I haven't seen him of late, but man, it seemed like he was there for a second and then kind of drifted off into the crazy area, crazy places of life. Unless he knows some things that he just didn't ever reveal and didn't have any evidence for. So, at least to my knowledge of what I saw, maybe he did release it and I just didn't see it all. But this was stuff that was verifiable, that we saw, that they had proof, that we had committee hearings over, that we had legal exhibits, we had affidavits, sworn testimony. Now, I understand that a few of those sworn affidavits and testimony may have had some issues, but there was 4,000 or more of them. Of course, some of them are going to have issues. I don't expect them all to be perfect or, you know, whatever, to be pristine. Some of them maybe are thrown out. Maybe some of them aren't true. But 4,000. And we're on the conservative side pretending like we're going to continue marching through. We're going to show up and we're going to show these politicians. We're going to get the turnout out. And we're just going to allow the same things to happen over and over again because we're not addressing the core problems. You have to address the integrity issue. And we have to do it now. And it can happen in the states. And we need to do it, not just so they can't cheat anymore, but so that conservatives and the people in the Trump movement, the populist movement, will not be discouraged and not come to vote at all. There's two things we got to fight with this election integrity: the turnout and the fraud. Now, here's some good news, and I want you to listen to this. If you live in 23 of these states, Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Idaho, Indiana, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, Nebraska, New Hampshire, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, Wyoming. A lot of these were swing states. And right now, the Republicans control the governor, the legislatures, and the Senate and the House. They have the trifecta. They have both houses of Congress and they have the governor. If we ever want to have a shot at an election again, we need to pass same day paper ballot voting with voter ID. That's it. If you want to have some kind of indefinite confined law like Wisconsin, I mean, they still got away with the steal from there, even though the Supreme Court order ruled that COVID wasn't a legitimate excuse, but they still won that one. So I would say we need to pass in-person, same-day voter ID paper ballots now. And if we can do it in those 23 states, because we need to win more than 23 states, I believe, depending on these electoral counts. But Arizona, Florida, Georgia, actually Florida is pretty good, but I still would like it to get stronger where you can't do absentee ballots. Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Ohio. If we can get those four to be fraud resistant and we have to end up fighting a legal battle again in just one state, Pennsylvania, or one state like Michigan, or even just those two states again, then I believe that maybe it would be easier to win the argument and carry the narrative and explain what happened. And we can do that now because those are controlled by both houses of Congress in each of those states and their governors. So get to work. Call your legislatures, call your governor and demand that they protect your vote and that you will no longer be marginalized, that you will no longer be disenfranchised. And if we do that, and we focus on really turning out the vote and really watching, now that we know all the games that they play, and we watch for it, and we demand for it, and we have procedures when they try to kick us out of the rooms again, and we have the ideas of stuffing the ballots and leaving and all of those different things, we know to check under the table skirts now. We may be able to curb enough of the cheating to take back our country in 4 years for the president and 2 years for the midterms. Remember, we won a lot of House seats back. And we only lost control of the House by two senators. They cheated for those two. But there is a path right there for us to restore election integrity in this country. We have the ability to do it, to at least give it a good shot. So let's go out and do that. I wanted to play one clip that I just thought was hilarious. This regards the January 6th insurrection, quote unquote, of Granny. And still my favorite meme is of that granny that's like has her water bottle in the Capitol, the terrorist. But this is an interview by John Solomon, and he is trying to FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act, the request for the police. And you got to listen to this excuse of why the police department is not releasing them. It's just it's a little under a minute clip.
With police.
So I've been told that some of the key security people in the Capitol, the sergeants of arms of the House and the Senate and the Capitol police chief, who all three who have resigned, yes, have had some contact, some form of interviews with the Metropolitan Police Department, mm-hmm, which is the lead investigative agent now.
Yes.
We FOIA'd those reports this morning, and we got our good colleague, Natalia Ministato, stands right behind us,
yes,
here.
Yes.
She got a response back almost instantly from the police department saying, we're not releasing the information, and here's why. It's going to be personally embarrassing, privacy invading to release these information. It doesn't make sense.
Wow.
These were public officials.
Mm-hmm.
Their job was security. What they told the police ought to be a matter of public record. We're going to fight for those documents.
Yes.
But something tells me what's in those documents has some very big relevance to what happened on the Hill. And the question I have, yes, is what did Nancy Pelosi, what did Mitch McConnell, yes, know about these threats beforehand? If they didn't know, it's an intelligence failure of the police. If they did know, there's something they didn't tell us before we went into this impeachment round today.
What are we learning? What's the...
I will love that guy who's interviewing John Solomon. Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm going to do that next time I interview someone. Yes. Very interesting, guys. Very So it's too embarrassing. I can't tell you what happened. I can't let the people know what happened at the people's house because it's too embarrassing. Poor DC Metro Police. They don't have the same classified excuse that all the other agencies have. You see, when it's something too embarrassing to put out to the public, you just pretend it's national security and you redact it. You redact the whole page. Like, oh, sure, here you go. Redact, 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 redact. It's too embarrassing. Why is it too embarrassing? Because they screwed up. They? Who knows? Who knows who it is? We'll see. John Solomon's going to continue to fight. He's a great follow, by the way. Just the News is his site. If you're looking for an unbiased news, I mean, we're all biased in some extent, but I think he does a great job of kind of being the traditional news that you would think about back, you know, 30 years ago. So, guys, if we want a shot in 2022 or 2024, we need to pass in all those states those same things. Same day voting, voter ID, paper ballots. That's what we need to do. So let's get out there, make those calls. I hope you're comfortable making those calls now. I hope you're comfortable writing those emails. It's not that bad, right? It's not scary at all. And now there's no pressure. There's no timelines. So there's going to be opportunities to actually talk to them. And you can just express to them your desire to no longer be disenfranchised. We don't want fractional votes anymore. We don't want the fractional votes. We'll talk to you tomorrow.